only on Duo. Entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text in any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Colby and Mark live in studio. Towards the end of the show, they will fight to the death. It's also possible that they will sit in silence while Seth and Katrina do all of the talking for them. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to On the Internet. It's a show that's...
On the Internet!
Chris, remember the jazz hands? You did kind of a jazz fist.
I did, yeah. I was like, yeah.
She was excited, I guess.
Katrina had moderate Tourette's. It's all right. Anyway.
My life.
Welcome to our show. It's... historic episode 20.
Woo!
From now on, all of our episodes will be historic.
Historic episode 21.
Yeah, we did. We started a trend. Yep. Actually, I think we have to give credit to Marcus for that trend, but I'll pretend I didn't say that so I don't enrage you. And yeah, it's a new episode. We're here. Like we are every week. We're here. And today's episode's new. It's for April 9th, 2015. Yay! Woo! I asked Cameron today if I could quit the show. He told me I couldn't. So, I'm here. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
You must be so enthusiastic if you ask to quit.
No, I love it here. This is the greatest show ever. I'm contractually obligated to love this show. It's fantastic.
That's how that works.
It's fantastic. But anyway, if you love this show too, you can watch us live every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Let's just stop there today.
Okay, woo! New record.
11 a.m. in Guam. I had to get it. I had to do it. I had to do the Guam. It's just, what, we have Guam listeners. We don't know. We don't.
London, eh?
But today we have a lot of special guests. Go ahead and bring them in. First one is Colby. Hello.
Hey. Nice to be here, guys. It's really good to be here with you on your show.
Turn him off. It's not
on. That's the only accent he can do anymore.
No, he can do a lot of. He's a man of a thousand voices.
He lost the British one, though.
It's the one I went with, so I'm going to stick with it.
It's actually changed since he started.
It really hasn't, though.
Okay, we're going to get to Mark, who doesn't do voices and is pretty well adjusted, except for the fact that he's dating Katrina and will marry her soon.
Hey.
Wow.
I can do it better than Colby can.
Yeah. We got voices.
Wow.
Okay. Well, welcome to our show.
Now I have to question my choices.
Those two things sum up exactly what's going to happen for the next hour and a half, so buckle yourselves in. I've got four topics. Also, Katrina, check out my show prep for today. It's on a piece of paper that I wrote with my hand.
And it looks like you wrote it in the last 2 seconds.
I definitely wrote it 20 minutes ago. That's absolutely true. Usually I have like this big old thing of paper and...
Yeah.
And you actually
never get to anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's actually true. That's why I figured it would be okay if we didn't have any prep today. Because generally we don't talk about it. Katrina, what's happening?
I can't get over Voldemort.
What, is he just staring? Don't stare at the talent. How many times do I have to tell you? Stop staring at the talent. Avert your eyes. Avert your eyes. Stare at the
teeth
floor.
Teeth, too, were involved in that stare, and it was quite weird. Scary.
And you gave him the hint to move the music down. Teeth. I was waiting for him to do it.
He was doing it.
I know, I realized that, but he didn't, like, his face didn't change.
Register that maybe something was, like, happening in the world.
Well, Matthew, can you show me your affirmative
He's
face?
He's dead inside.
He was spacing out. That's for sure.
Is that what it looked like with his dead soul in his eyes?
He looks like a dead gopher.
Oh, God.
It's like staring into a doll's eye.
Oh, man. Oh. It's terrifying.
Oh, my God. I apologize. Should I text?
Wow, you are just sucking today.
This man who, oh, my God, my day.
Oh, by all means, get into it.
Let me tell you about my day.
Okay.
I woke up this morning.
Good for you.
washed my teeth with Jack, with a bottle of Jack. Hang out with P. Diddy. Seeing on P. Diddy. What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you said I washed my balls.
Didn't do that today. I showered yesterday. I only need to do it twice a day. Twice a week. Twice a month. What the? Every other day.
Make it a year.
I don't wash my balls. It's a fact.
That's
and
really
if that
scary.
Is on my board, I will never play it. Just so you know.
Do it.
Anyway.
<Please. clears
throat> So, my day today. Like, dolls. There's people that have bad, like, days that they aren't bad. They're just, oh, today is just not my day, you know, type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember one.
I don't think I've ever had a day like that until today. Oh, at least I can remember.
You're lucky.
Well, you can't remember more than 2 days ago, so.
So.
That's true.
So, I don't want Colby to see me nude, and Colby is staying at my home, okay? And I sleep nude.
Yes.
Well, I sleep with underwear on, but otherwise nude, okay? Yeah. And he sleeps in my son's bedroom when he's here, and so he has a door and he closes it, so I feel free at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning when I go take a pee like an old man to walk out as my underwear. No, he didn't see anything. But this is how my day started, okay? Chris wakes up at 7 because she got to go work at 8. I go to work at 9-ish. Okay.
9-ish.
So.
Whenever I walk in the door.
I get up and I go to go to the bathroom. About 6:50, right before Chris, her alarm went off first, and she had snooze. So when it went off first, I went to the bathroom. Walk out halfway down the hallway, see Colby's on the couch, and I'm like, God, I gotta go back in and put on clothes.
This fucking guy.
I know, you're such a jerk.
It really was a jerk move, because then I had to get ready really quietly, because there's no door. He's just in the middle of the living room. Couldn't turn on any lights. Yeah.
How dare you take comfort in
your
house.
Sorry, guys.
Anyway.
Really sorry.
So that's the first thing. Okay, so then I go to the bathroom, do all that stuff, and I go back in, take off my clothes, go back to bed. Okay. I finally wake up. I got to put on clothes again to go take a poop when I'm actually waking up.
Right.
Okay. And so that's annoying. Then I come back in, I've got to take off all those clothes. Well, I decided to hang up my shirt that I was wearing because I didn't the night before. I was tired. I just wanted to get in bed. So I threw it on the floor. But I'm like, well, I'm wearing it now. I got to go to my closet to put on a new shirt. I might as well hang this one up. Okay. So I reach out. I see a hanger that's empty. And I go, I'm just going to put it on that. Easy as can be. And then I grab that hanger and I realize that actually one of the shirts that was on it was just hanging on the other end and it fell to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mad.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's another problem.
Colby walks in with you bent over.
Then I take my pants off, and Colby walks in with Marvin Gaye playing in the background. And I don't know what's happening or why
Big
it's happening.
Of lube. Sorry.
Yes.
He said, this is going in you. That's what he said to me.
KY and jelly.
Stunted.
So, I'm just trying to decide if I should even acknowledge that happened.
No, continue.
Anyway, I don't know what he meant. That's what's so hard about it is I want to react to it. I'm like, I don't know how. I don't know how to react.
He'll explain it later.
No, he won't.
The fact that you don't get it
he
is
won't.
Kind of
he won't do it. So anyway, I know what KY jelly is. I just don't know why he yelled it. He said KY and jelly. Like he's got a delicious sandwich made with jelly and KY, and he's going to eat it tonight.
It's like
now,
peanut butter and jelly.
Now I'm going down this path I don't want to go down.
Okay, so anyway.
Okay, so this shirt falls to the floor and I'm mad about it. Okay? So I reach out and I put the new shirt on it and I miss and I drop that shirt on the ground. And I'm not bending over at this point. I'm not a peasant. So I'm like, I'm just going to grab this shirt.
That's why you have Chris though, right?
I reach over.
I was at work.
I reach over to, I have two gray shirts in my closet, apparently. Okay? I was like, I don't know why I have two gray shirts. But I reached out and grabbed the hanger of one, and the neck of the hanger was snapped. So the hanger just fell right onto the floor. I'm like, I got to bend down and wear the shirt. It's the shirt I'm wearing today. I'm wearing gray. I don't feel like wearing a color. Today sucks. I'm wearing gray. So I bent down and I picked up this gray shirt. And the reason that the hanger was broke is because it was on the floor a week ago. And the reason it was on the floor a week ago is because I was trying to sell that shirt on eBay because I have two gray shirts, and one of them I don't wear. It's too small. And that was the one I grabbed out of the closet. So after I figured that out, I had to find the other gray shirt. And I finally found it, and I put it on, and I went to work, walked upstairs, immediately went and got water with my friends at work. It was glorious, okay? Get back to my office. Realized that I had left my entire computer bag in my car. Now, my parking lot is like a 10-minute walk. It's ridiculous. I was there at like 9:15. I had nothing. I had meetings at 10:30, so I'm like, I'm just not going to work until 10:30. So I just sat behind one of the people on my team for an hour and a half and watched what he did because I didn't have a computer all morning. It was awful.
Why didn't you just go get it?
That's why you ate a donut.
And I didn't want to go get it. I didn't want to walk out of the car. And then when I'm sitting there, I get this tweet that Cameron retweeted from Duo's account about one of the shows we do, What the Fuego, and I have to put it up with my computer. And I'm like, now I got to walk back out to the car. And Cameron's like, nah, don't worry about it. You can put it up after lunch. Still haven't done it. So that show's just not up at all. And Cameron, I'm sure his face is not happy. I'm not going to look at him. I'm not going to acknowledge his face.
It's all right.
But it's probably not good.
He's still thinking about his KY and jelly over there, so yeah. Makes him happy.
So that happened. And then we finally made it. We made it to 11:30. We went to lunch. We had lunch. It was great. Okay, nothing wrong with lunch. Okay, and then I go back, go inside.
You left your computer.
I realized I left my computer back, get in the car, and I had to walk all the way back out. Oh, wait, I skipped something. Before lunch, I went all the way downstairs. I work on the second floor, and we made it almost all the way outside. And then I realized I'd forgot my keys and wallet back up in my office. So I had to walk all the way back upstairs and make Nick and Cameron wait on me. Then I had to walk down, and we went to lunch, and then I came back from lunch, and I forgot my computer bag again. And then I had a three-hour meeting where I was in the same room.
But you know whose fault this is?
Mine.
His.
Why is it his fault?
It's Colby's fault, because if he wasn't here, and if he wasn't sleeping
started
on the couch...
Started off the day bad. I ruined your day, buddy.
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Because you woke up to that.
I'm the cause of everything. That's not me.
That's probably the wireless.
It didn't move. Except for when I moved it up to speak.
I like the delay, though, that it takes for him to move it to there. Mark, how are you doing today?
Great. This is, just so you know, this is how they treat their guests. I'm just saying.
Half of our guests.
Yep.
This is pretty comfy.
And last time, you had a pretty good seat.
And for the record, that equipment that you're using right there is actually more expensive than the equipment Colby is using.
He just doesn't want to have to
that
move his hand.
It doesn't help me, because I have to do a curl to get the mic up to my face.
No.
You can use the exercise.
Totally. Working out.
I was about to make that. And I'm like, you know what? Katrina's going to say it. I'm just going to sit back and let her insult him. And then lo and behold, it happened.
She made me take the stairs today.
I did.
She had to go pay her ticket.
I finally paid that today.
And she made me take the stairs.
I got
two steps up and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go take the elevator. But of course, no, I didn't. I had to follow her.
Yep.
He didn't have to. You chose to. Remember that.
Yeah, but I'm sure the choice was
that's
like,
how she words it.
To be fair, we walked past the elevator to the stairs.
Well, no one said he was smart. He just wanted to take he's just lazy. Cars
but I made
look.
Him work.
Go. Elevator, stairs. I'll figure that out later. Two stairs.
Why can't we do
that? No, I'm taking the elevator. That's how men are. Don't judge us.
I'm judging.
Don't judge us.
Lazy pieces
don't be mad
shit.
That we can't do anything and we still run the planet. It's not our fault. I didn't make the rules. I just follow them. It's not my fault I was born white and privileged and male.
Oh, too far.
No? I'm not. I wasn't really
born too far. Like,
it's one
too far,
about,
like making fun of a guy who lost both of his legs.
I was about to say that.
I would just like to point out that you're not active military anymore.
No.
But the actual.
He did join in.
He did. He made that joke first.
I did.
So now,
I did not make
today,
the joke first.
Today you made the joke first.
Okay,
which
today
means
I made
today
the joke first.
It's open game.
No.
We can run wild with leg jokes all day long.
I think I pointed it out. I did not make the joke.
Yeah.
But I pointed it out.
Point out that he had no legs?
Yeah. And now it begins. Great.
You started something. It's
yeah,
gonna
you
go
started
all
this, so
episodes.
Let's just put that out there.
That's okay.
We'll just run right past that.
Yeah. We'll
so, what's next on the agenda? You got any topics?
What's your list?
Well, my list is pretty lame. I mean,
let me see.
I have to convince you to do two things with me this episode.
Okay.
Good luck.
No, you're not included. It's just
you
her.
You said good luck. Okay.
And then I also have to convince you to go camping and go on the duo retreat with me.
No.
After I convince you of the other two things.
Well, the one thing isn't going to happen.
Templeton. I would like to mention, that I can get this out of the way real quick, that those Amiibos that you mocked me for, I made a hefty profit on for eBay.
You sold them?
I bought extra, and I sold the rare ones, and I made a hefty profit.
You've what made like profit? $24.
I have made so much more than $24.
Where is Katrina's cut?
She doesn't get any.
I want that cut.
She didn't help.
Says the person
she relentlessly mocked me for buying these, and I, like, 15 times my money.
How? You've sold two.
Right.
She thought I made
$24. So she needs a cut.
Why?
She forced you to sell them.
A jerk?
She talked you into selling them.
She did not.
Indirectly, she talked you into selling them.
Oh, my God. Colby, take your... Can't do it.
Nope.
Don't do it, man.
It's this time of the show.
So I would like to point that out. There's also new emojis released today.
I saw that.
There's really, really black ones. And I have already gone through all the emojis and turned them all to black by default.
Let me see.
In a stay of support. Here we go. It's not my day.
How your day has
not started. My day. I just threw my phone.
Clearly, I think we all heard that.
Cameron tweeted, so at Seth Neiman is totally jelly. Okay, I am. He tweeted that at 8:14. That was 6 minutes ago. He told the joke and then he tweeted the joke. That's what happened. Just like to point that out. What was I doing?
Emojis.
Oh, yeah. I was
in
that.
You were in the middle of being racist.
I want to know what happens if I text you a black face.
Nothing.
Something's got to happen.
I doubt it.
I'm going to text you this black princess.
Aw.
So all of them start off yellow now, like that. See how they're yellow?
Okay.
And then if you hold them down, you get shades of person. So now you can go from super Seth White to Colby White to Latina to mulatto to black.
And you know how I get it?
To Kanye is. What'd you get? Did you get the regular person with an alien face? Because that's what people who have iPhones that haven't updated yet get when you send them a black emoji. They get an alien face.
I don't get an alien face.
Oh, you just got the white woman.
Where the white woman
at?
It's the white princess.
I think they went really far, but in some cases not far enough. Like, look at this. So we got this family here.
Yes.
And we have like a bunch of family people. Okay, because we got a platonic couple, we got a lesbian couple, and a gay couple. Mm-hmm. But you can't change their skin color. But then randomly, like this jockey, where's he at?
Somewhere where you at, here. Fool?
Somewhere in here there's a jockey. Yeah. See this guy riding a horse?
Yeah.
You can't even see his face? You get all of the skin tones for this
and
guy.
And you can't see him.
And you can't even tell what color he is.
Yeah, the family one's kind of weird to me.
Also, the chicken is only available in white. There's so many different colors of chicken. You could have yellow, you could have black, you could have red.
Why didn't they change the horse color?
My point exactly.
I get the families. It's too many. You could have black,
yeah,
white.
That's probably what it
black,
is.
Black, Asian, black, Mexican, all black. That's
only,
basically
but
it.
Only black people.
But yeah, there's too many options.
No
so.
White.
I get it now. Just hit me.
They should have like just eight rows of different colored families.
Just a whole page.
I feel like my microphone is just completely off right now. I don't.
You got really loud, so I turned you down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I got really quiet, did you turn me up?
Nope.
Are you going to shave that rat whiskers off your face?
Yeah.
No. Nope. I think if he doesn't shave, he should be banned to facing the other way.
Yes.
Colby, you're approaching Matthew territory
all
with
got,
your,
man.
Your pube
At
beard.
Least they don't like pop out of my
That's true.
That is true.
Some people just can't grow glorious beards.
Yeah.
No, none of the people in this room actually can grow. Well, maybe Katrina.
Mean.
Yeah. What else? So the emojis they have black emojis
That's
now.
Cool.
Big deal.
I remember that coming out.
Woohoo! I don't think they added a bunch of new emojis besides the colored ones. Like they added. I feel bad every time I say colored ones, but I don't mean colored. I mean like different varieties of colors.
You
different
are colors. So racist.
Different colors.
What I was clarifying
so
that I'm not racist.
This is so racist.
Anyway,
so racist on. Against chickens. That's what's happening. But they did add an Apple Watch emoji, so we got that.
Yeah.
In case you need to
Woo-hoo.
Send that. Yeah. Oh, and Matthew got a bicycle. That's also on my list.
Oh, Jesus.
That's really not newsworthy, except that me and Cameron witnessed him riding it, and it was just hysterical.
What, like a 2-year-old?
Yeah, it looked like a child riding a bike.
Please demonstrate. Can we get Matthew in here? And
Matthew?
To ride his bike back and forth?
Matthew, can we get Matthews in here riding his bike?
Our studio is not that large, Katrina.
I want to see it.
We need a camera so we can watch him on the road.
Like in the hallway? Can you do it in the hallway?
I think he can do it in the hallway.
Why can't he just go outside and open the window?
That's what
it's
I was
It's too
saying.
Dark. We'd have to make it completely dark in here so we can
Night
see out.
Night vision.
You want to do that?
At some other point.
I for whatever reason and whatever we're going to say, you need to go outside and ride your bike. Period. Just go away. Just go away.
Okay, Cameron is going to do this.
Yes.
Oh, we're gonna do this.
Come on, Matthew. Give me these.
Just go away.
I like it. We're gonna do a show in the dark too.
That's kind of fun.
Let me borrow.
Come on, Matthew. Yeah, we're gonna do this. Go ahead and flick these lights off.
Gladly.
Oh, let's let the people who are doing the show turn off all the lights.
Yeah, it's good. You guys aren't talking.
Colby's got this. He doesn't talk.
In like 5 seconds, nobody can hear me.
Katrina, we're gonna have to touch your butt
because it's funny, and people like funny, Matthew.
It happens every week.
Matthew, do not argue with funny.
Okay, we gotta open the. Okay, it's okay. Now dark in here.
The glorious thing about this now is they can't tell me to shut up. They can turn off my mic, but that's really about it.
So what's
shut
happening?
Shut up, Cameron!
He can't hear us.
I know those.
This is actually kind of awesome. I love that you. It's so dark in there, guys. I'm getting the double guns. I like it. All right, so Matthew is now going to try to get his bike off the bike rack.
Oh, I thought it was in the
which is
lobby.
Clearly difficult
no,
for
that's
him.
No, that's Seth.
That's mine and
there were
Colby's.
Two in there.
You think Matthew can afford a trek?
Around
no.
Okay. Yeah, they don't get to see.
Also,
so Matthew will
just
won't
be able to
really
tell anyone.
Matthew
thinks you have to start his bike in first gear.
Okay, let's not talk while Cameron's talking. Let him talk.
He said he's doing the strap right now.
Okay.
Oh, God.
He's done that many times before in his life.
How well can you guys see us? Nod your head if you can see us. Yeah,
we can see you good.
At least Cameron is in the light, so we can see him.
He can't hear us.
I can kind of see Matthew.
He cannot hear
anything. I feel
like
I'm just being mocked at this point.
You know, Cameron's a really great
guy. Shut your whore mouth, Matthew.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, Matthew must be complaining.
All right, so Matthew's now getting on his bicycle.
Oh, God.
Which is a task in itself.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, my God.
He almost fell.
He literally almost wiped out.
He almost died.
Landed on his face.
That could not have gone better.
He got really excited. Almost hurt himself. Okay, he's picking up speed. He's going to try to do something here. I think it's going to involve him falling on his face.
Oh, I think he tried to scare Cameron.
Here, you're close. No, keep going.
He just came right at
Cameron.
They
need to see you ride your bike more. No, do it more. Get out there. I want you to go up that hill.
Go up that hill.
Go up the hill.
Go up the hill.
That's fine. The traffic will go around you, I'm sure. You're wearing a black t-shirt after. Don't stop for that car.
Run right into traffic.
This
come on,
is
Matthew.
Be great.
Oh, he's still losing his balance. He does not know how to ride a bike.
Okay, so Matthew's going up a hill.
Thanks, Cameron. We can see. He looked at me like he knew I said that.
I know.
That's really terrifying. Okay, Matthew was just going in this parking lot slower than I've ever seen a man
come down this hill here and get hit by a car.
Oh, here we go.
Please.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
I kind of hope he wipes out.
He slowed down like a pussy.
All
right, he's going to try to ram me here.
He's trying
but I'm
to terrify
push him over.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, he stopped
come on,
way
you don't
ahead.
Slow down. I was going to push you over, yes.
Yeah.
No, see, don't try to out-logic me. Just get over here so I can push you.
I wonder if he took his phone.
All right, so we got to watch that.
Awesome.
Everyone happy?
Yep.
Oh, my phone. I don't have it on me.
Of course not.
I got the double guns. Here, do you have your phone? All right, here, text Matthew.
Push him over.
Give me your phone.
Push him over.
Give me your phone. Thanks. No, I'm not picking it up. Hey, by the way, Seth, Matthew has a beautiful photo of you in a beautiful...
Yeah, I know. I'm wearing a beautiful scarf.
I don't know what to call that.
Oh, that's my scarf.
It's a beautiful scarf.
Yep.
Are you trying to call me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. When you call him, it's a picture of him flipping you off.
I just wanted to make sure we could have a two-way communication. Can we interview Matthew real quick?
We certainly can. What would you like to say to him?
Well, just give him the mic and the phone, and we'll just do it.
No,
that
I don't
way.
Like doing that. Here.
No, I don't like doing that.
What?
So, what happened there when you almost fell over?
My pedal hit the ground.
Your pedal. You a little out of breath there, bro?
Kind of.
It was a hill.
You want to? I think you should ride back up the hill again and come back.
Why?
Well, to be honest with you, Katrina had to go to the bathroom and she didn't get to watch it the first time, so you got to do it again. Can you do that for me?
Is this really that entertaining?
Well, I don't know. We missed it.
Yes.
We missed it the first time. We got to see it again.
Oh, God damn it.
So ride back up and do a couple loops. Tell him to do a couple loops, Cameron.
Hey, you need to do a couple of loops, Matthew.
We want to get a real good look at him riding his bike.
We need to get a real good look at you riding your bike. It's really important that the audience understands how fantastic you are at riding your bike. Don't worry. It's a motivation thing for the team here.
For the team?
Yeah, take one for the team.
Great time. Great wording. What?
Yeah, Matthew, take one for the team by going straight on into traffic. That would be preferred. Here, there's a car coming. Go fast.
Don't fall. Hope he falls over. Here we go.
All right, here we go. He's picking up speed. His pants are falling down.
His pants are, like, off his butt.
He just needs to buy new pants. I mean, those McDonald's pants are... It's not like he bought those 6 years ago. He bought those 3 months ago.
By the way, you can totally tell he's already been, like, sweating.
Oh, yeah. He sounded like a walrus giving birth on the microphone.
Yeah, he's dying.
That's why I want him to do some more laps. He needs to get some exercise. He's like Mark doing those curls.
No comment.
He's just
going. Don't worry, Mark.
He is taking.
Real good.
Hey, can you? You think he could hear you if you yell?
Yeah.
Yell faster.
Faster!
There you go.
Where's he going?
Dang
it. He's going off the reservation right now.
Faster. Go faster. He's gliding pretty fast. Here we go. He's coming into us.
Please.
He's going to hit the car.
Here he goes.
Please hit him over.
Let's see if he can stop. Ooh, a little power slide there. All right, another lap.
Come on, let's do one more.
One more. One more, they say.
He needs to get some exercise. We're helping
him. And then can we lock him out?
You can do one more. You're not that tired.
Please.
You're not
Come on, tell me he needs to get some exercise. He's maybe rode 1/4 mile.
Yeah, you maybe have rode
I just
not
love how
all,
he
so
still does
going.
It. Like, he does not want to, but he
and
does.
And remember, traffic.
Traffic.
Aim for it.
Aim for it, exactly, yeah. Here he goes. He's not looking. Oh.
Oh, he almost got hit.
He almost did. He almost did. He was not looking both ways.
Oh, that would have
been a double whammy,
fantastic.
Too.
Fantastic.
You know what I would have done? I would have just gotten in my car and left. Matthew just got hit by a car. I'm leaving. Screw this.
You can't just abandon me
Matthew,
for legal
master,
problems.
Come on.
I love how we got the echo in there, too.
It's a workout.
I wonder what gear he's in.
First. He thinks
Matthew,
he has to start
what gear
in first.
Are you in?
He can't talk and ride. He's out of breath.
No, he's not responding
he's
either.
He's got to focus.
He only went around the parking lot one time. That's all
right,
he
so
did.
He's picking up some speed here. He's in the side parking lot.
But he's only
he's
picking
sliding
up
in. He might hit your car.
That's okay.
Ooh, there he is. Okay.
Push him over. Ask him what gear he rode in.
Hey, what gear are you in? Second.
God, what a dummy.
Hey, Matthew, what gear do you need to be in to start your bike? You need to be in first gear to start riding your bike.
Ask him what would happen if you started in sixth
oh
gear.
Oh, my God. Matthew, what would happen if you started up into sixth gear? Like, so if you started riding your bike in sixth gear, what would happen?
Oh, come back in. You're fuzzing a little bit.
Try to start your car.
Here, come closer. Bring your bike with you.
Yeah. Come towards come the window, yeah.
Just come on. Come on. They have wheels for a reason. All right, no. Hey, you're going the wrong way. Get over here. He's confused.
Actually, where
right,
you are now
so
sounds pretty
happen,
good.
Oh, right here's good?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That sounds good.
If you started your bike in sixth gear and just started riding?
It would take a while for the pedals to, for the teeth to catch on the chain.
The teeth.
To move the bike. Kind of like if you did that with your car.
What? Not the same thing.
Go into more detail.
There's not more detail to go into after that. It's pretty simple and basic.
Does it ask him if it's
so okay, let's say okay, so you've got the teeth to catch and you want to ride your bike again later. Do you leave it in sixth gear?
No, you want to lower it back to first gear.
Why
God.
Is that?
So that when you do start riding your bike again, it won't spin for a while.
It won't spin for a while. What's spinning? What's spinning?
What does it mean by spinning? What's spinning?
Basically, you'll be turning the pedals around, and it wouldn't be going anywhere.
Does Matthew-
so you would be stalling. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
First
so your
gear
bike would stall
is-
out if you were in
oh
sixth
my God.
Gear.
Not stall out. The gears would eventually catch the chain, and it would go a little bit.
So, but at first, the gears would stall out, though. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Tell him to put that bike in sixth gear and pedal, and you tell me if he feels any spinning.
Put your bike into sixth gear right now and then pedal for us.
And ask him if he feels any spinning when he starts pedaling. Or if the bike just goes right away and his little tiny
six.
Legs can't push it.
All right, and then they just want you to ride like 20 feet.
We just want to see him. I don't see him yet.
He looks so distraught right now. Yeah, he looks like he's really not wanting to do this.
Well, because he thinks it's going to mess up his bike.
He's like, man.
Is the bike heavy, Matthew? It's a little heavy for him.
Like to lift?
Oh.
I don't know. He's having a hard time. Anyway, it's locked? What do you mean it's locked? Oh, they caught. Well, we want you to ride your bike. No, it won't be that difficult.
It should be easier because, you know, in sixth gear, the wheels were spin. You can't get going. Look at him.
Okay, well... He's mumbling
he's
to himself
pedaling.
Angrily. Yeah, it's like 10 times more difficult because like the gears are spinning and they're not moving.
The gears are spinning.
Okay, no. Right now he's telling me to hear that because as he changes, like he's rapidly changing the gears now from 1 to 6, just back and forth.
Okay,
like that's good for his bike at all.
It doesn't hurt
and
anything.
He's like, do you see? He doesn't understand the difference of, like, if you're going uphill, maybe be in a lower gear. If you're going downhill, maybe be in a higher gear.
No, that makes
that
no sense.
Makes no sense to him.
No, he doesn't know how gears work. It's literally
and
more
yet
difficult.
He has a gear shift car.
He thought that sixth gear is what first gear is. Yeah. First gear is the easiest gear to pedal in.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. Right now he's saying that it's a billion times more difficult to
ride. Of course it is, because you're getting you're pushing on the wheel more directly. We're in first gear. That's not how it works.
First gear just kind of
rolls. He doesn't understand that.
His logic is literally backwards from reality.
Yeah.
All right.
How's the ride?
He looks like a poor child.
He says, well, when it's in sixth gear, it's a little more difficult to brr-brr-brr-brr, and then he almost fell there, I think.
That's what he's supposed to do. Say six gears for exercising, fat ass.
Six gears for exercising, you fat ass. He says, okay.
All right, get back in here. Good reporting.
Thank you. We'll be out here again later.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that's what he thinks.
Oh, Lord. Well.
Light.
Let there be.
I don't. The problem is that now we're going to have a Matthew argument or like a discussion with Matthew, and he's not going to admit fault in any way, shape, or form.
No.
And that's what's going
to
happen.
He doesn't know how to do that.
Nope.
He's so out of breath.
Good job on your reporting.
Thanks, man.
When he comes in, can we give Matthew the wireless? I'd like to ask him a few questions, if I may.
Yeah, here. We certainly can.
Oh, yeah, goodness gracious. Fantastic.
It'll be a little bit. He doesn't understand how to put his bike back on.
Oh, is he trying to lock it in?
Yeah.
He's doing that.
Goodness gracious.
That's wonderful.
He's going the distance.
That's great.
He doesn't know how bikes work at all. Like, he can't put them on to his bike rack. He can't ride them.
He was getting really mad at me, too.
Yeah. We could tell when you asked him to shift into sixth and start. He thought it was going
to destroy. Yeah, Colby said
his
he
bike.
Looked visibly distraught
yeah.
at having
Once
to ride his bike.
He came back over here and had to go back into the parking yeah. lot. He was like, nope, this is too much. When you make me exercise, I'm not having that.
He like, did want to put an ice cream cone on his bike. Like, let's remember
we
this.
Did, he did say that. He did want to put an ice cream cone holder on his bike. Katrina, you've been awfully quiet. Any thoughts from what you just witnessed?
Not a chance.
It does leave you a little speechless.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's like, really kind of hard to
how
comprehend.
How does that work?
It's like being at the circus.
How does that not work?
You know, and watching a man, like, eat a live snake or something, and then how do you describe that to a friend? I mean, saying a man ate a live snake is not the equivalent of describing the experience of seeing that happen, and that's exactly what we're trying to convey to our audience right now, is that saying Matthew just rode his bike in the parking lot does not adequately describe...
Oh, no.
Whatever I don't have a big enough vocabulary to describe whatever we just saw.
Nope.
All right, Matthew's back. Here we go.
Matthew, would like to ask you a few questions about your ride, if you may. He's flipping me off now.
He's mad now.
Let's see. Matthew, are you raging out? Oh, he's refusing to take the microphone.
He's
raging. He's raging. Matthew is raging out. It's kind of okay, and I don't know what he's doing with his. He's like emailing or something.
Is he like Googling about
Probably.
The gears?
Probably.
He's totally Googling about
guess.
The gears.
I think so. I think he's writing show notes. It's kind of worrisome that he can't remember later that he rode his bike on the show, which could be the only note he's writing. No, Matthew, you gotta do it. You gotta do the show. Come on, Matthew.
We have Come questions.
On. Come on. Come on, answer the questions, Matthew. Come on. Come on, Matthew. You can do it.
We require
Come
your
on.
Commentary.
We require your logic to explain what we just witnessed. Are you too out of breath to use your larynx since that's what's happening? He said yes. He said yes. He's too out of breath to talk. That's okay. Well, I guess we'll forgive him this time around. He's going to huff and puff and blow the whole house down. That's all right, man. Okay. Well, we'll take our break.
Yeah, a little late, but it's
I also
that's
need
okay.
to. I didn't write down when the breaks are, so I had to figure do that math during the break.
Oh no!
So I'm probably gonna need some help.
Okay,
I'll help you.
All right. Well, we will be. Oh no, we won't. Never mind. I gotta change out the breaks real quick.
Good job. This happens all the time.
No, it's only happened two weeks in a row. Why are you hitting me with a straw right now?
Because I can.
Oh, okay.
Because what else would she be doing?
As good a reason as any. Oh, now you're coughing. Katrina, are you dying?
We've known that for a while. She's been dying for a while.
Yeah. How are your shingles?
You want to see?
Completely healed? Well, they've gotten a lot lighter. And they're going to be there forever.
I know.
Yep. How does it feel to be dating a house? Because, you know, she's got shingles.
What'd you call me?
A house.
I called you a house. A brick.
He called
Da-na-na.
You fat.
House. Da-na-na. Okay.
Seth would not call me fat.
Well, it says it's fully loaded, but it's not clickable yet. It's teasing me.
Of course.
Any day now. Okay.
Oh.
We're now Woo! Ready to take a break. Okay. We'll be right back. No, we won't.
There's no volume.
Why didn't it play?
Professional.
And welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show. There's too many That's...
On the Internet!
Oh, my God. It's terrible. Mark, you didn't join in.
No, I didn't. Did not join in.
That's so rude, dude. You know,
that's for the ladies.
That's for the
no,
ladies.
We got Marcus doing it last week.
Yeah, we didn't
true.
Even have to
Cameron,
ask Marcus.
Cameron does it too.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's for the ladies.
Hey!
Okay. Anyway, welcome back to On the Internet Show that's on the internet. We're live every Wednesday, and we're doing a show right now, and happy historic 20th anniversary and whatever else, and padded fade out. Okay, so we're going to play a game right now. All right. Ignore this theme music. The name of the game is not dating. Okay. We're going to play a version of the match game. All right. I will need one of the engineering staff or producers, whatever you're filling in for right now, to keep score. Can you handle that? Numbers? I would like someone to keep score.
So we ran out of pads of paper.
Just give them a piece. Yeah, I mean, we can keep
a marker board. Yeah.
They've got a marker board.
So this is how this game works.
Wait, who's on whose team?
Just wait.
I'm getting
explaining.
There.
Hurry
Jesus
up.
Christ.
Gosh.
Just jump ahead of the line, why don't you? It's like, you think people that have no legs get to jump ahead of the line? Of course not.
They have to waddle.
They have to roll to the front of the line.
I was going
to
say crawl.
Waddle.
Waddle, waddle.
Hey, their wheelchairs are probably faster than you can walk. So
our introduction music ran out because we didn't go fast enough.
Faster.
You took too long.
Okay. So here's how this game works. I'm going to ask a series of questions that have a blank in it, okay? Mark is going to try to match whatever Katrina writes in that blank. So, like, the sky is blank. Katrina may write blue. Mark would also try to write blue, so they would match and get a point. The gimmick
here...
Let
me see what I'm going to say.
No, you got to write it down.
I'm going to try and guess
You're
going
to write it down on your piece of paper, and then he's going to try to guess what you wrote. Okay?
Sure.
So, here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
And here's where the fun begins.
Yep.
Mark is going to marry you, so we'd hope he knows a little bit about you.
Okay? Yeah, we'll see.
I have my two loves in the studio with me. We'll see which one of them knows me better.
One brain.
Right.
I vote one
and
brain.
And whichever
He's
one of them knows
win,
me better.
These are about Seth. They're matching.
And whichever one knows me better, I will propose to at the end of the night, unless it's Chris, and then I will not. It's caveat. So anyway, should we get down to the game?
Yep.
Do everyone know what they're doing?
Yes.
Make
what?
Sure. So
what am I doing?
Essentially, like,
You're
if you were going
to
write,
Katrina's
I got.
Answer.
Thanks. Got that.
If you were going to write blue, you write blue. Okay. So you
You're
hold
my
it
boy,
up,
blue,
and you can show everybody that it says blue.
On the count of three, drop your brick.
Okay. And then you tear the piece of paper off.
Blue.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we good?
Is the first answer blue?
Yes.
Yep. Now we got the real match game music going on. First question. Try to match. Chris and Colby try to match me. Mark, you try to match Katrina. My least favorite type of person is blank. My least favorite type of person is blank. That is the question of the day.
What if I don't know how to spell my word?
Would you write? Can I see what you wrote? Katrina wrote 1, 2, 3 on her paper. Is she...
Oh, was... thanks
You're
for giving me the answer.
You're supposed to write it big.
I know, but I don't know. It's not spelled right.
It's not. It's the.
I know.
I don't know how to correct it without telling you.
I know.
Okay. All right. Everyone, let you know when you've rung in with your answer and you finalized it. Colby looks like he hasn't wrote anything.
He has.
He's either forgotten the English language.
I'm just confused. So me and Chris are both playing 2 U.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
So Cameron is going to keep score of how many you match and how many Chris matches and then how many Mark matches.
Gotcha.
Mark's wrong.
Probably. All right.
I can already tell I'm going to be wrong. I have no clue what he answered to this.
So here we go. Who should go first?
You.
Cameron, who should go first?
You guys should go first.
Okay. So, do I display my answer, then they display theirs?
Oh
yes.
God, let's just all do
you don't even know how to play your own game.
Have them show it.
Okay. Colby, show what you said. My least favorite type of person is...
Matthew!
He wrote Matthew. Chris wrote Germans. I'm sorry to say, you're both not a match. I wrote female. My least favorite type of person is female.
I also thought of stupid people because he really hates stupid people.
I really hate stupid people, but Matthew would probably fall into that category. So, all
right.
No points for my team.
Rats.
No one's getting
we
married
failed.
Yet. Yeah. All right, let's see what Mark said. Mark said that Katrina's least favorite type of person is douchebags.
I mean, it's fairly accurate.
I could say that spelling definitely works in common here because Katrina wrote...
Arrogant.
With an E.
I'm arrogant.
Damn it. I was going to go with that. That counts, right?
Like
douchebags,
douchebag
arrogant.
I say it counts.
Oh,
but
off to a good start, let me tell you. Off to a great
okay,
old start.
Okay.
All right, hold
next.
On. I'm going to make sure that this just loops here. Give me
okay.
a second.
It's going to be impossible.
Okay, next question. When it comes to my partner's parents, I think
oh,
blank.
Oh, God. I'm really scared now.
So what are you going to write?
I will tell you. Oh, this is tough. Can I write two answers? One for Colby and one for Chris?
Acceptable. So it's what you think of my parents?
And yes. What I think of your... first thing I think of when I think of your parents, and the first thing I think of when I think of Chris's parents, and then Mark, first thing you think of when you think of Katrina's parents.
No, I
no,
thought it
when
was
I,
her.
When
she
think,
oh, thinks
yeah,
of
sorry.
My parents.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, let me know when you've locked your answers in.
Lock.
Hey, lift that mic up a little bit there, Fuzzhead.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, Colby, locked in? Use your words.
Yes.
Mark, you locked in?
I'm locked in. Let's
all right.
Go.
Colby, what did you say?
Generous.
No!
Darn it.
Your parents won't even give me a computer that literally
they
was your ashtray for 6 years.
They used to be.
I don't think they were. Maybe. Maybe generous for you.
For me.
That doesn't help me at all.
Well,
that's the worst answer. I wrote golf.
Golf.
That's the first
my
thing.
My dad's specifically. All right.
Oh, no. Now okay. I'm worried about what he
wrote.
All right. Chris? I wrote kill them.
Jesus.
I wrote Disney.
That would have been a good one.
Chris thinks I'm going to kill. So, generous and kill them. Both sides of the
golf
spectrum. Still not getting married. All right.
Okay.
Mark, what did you write down?
They don't like me.
I thought it was like how he felt about them.
They don't like me.
That's I've never that. Said that about your parents.
Bullshit.
I've said that about your sisters.
Bullshit.
It's getting real up in here.
Oh, what did Katrina write?
Katrina wrote, love them.
I put, they're cool / great and Christian.
Oh, no. First of all, Katrina, do not write three answers next time. That's not fair. Also, you were the opposite of what he said.
I know they like me.
So far,
this is going terrible.
You know, next week we might have to play me and you, and if we get, like, everything right.
We could just do that.
We might have to, like.
Just come up with five more questions and see if I can match them.
All right. Next question.
That's a little excessive.
I don't always drink, but when I do, I blank.
Katrina, right blank.
Yeah, right blank, Katrina.
Repeat the sentence.
When I don't usually drink, but when I do, sorry, I don't always drink, but when I do, blank.
This is the truth, even if he doesn't write this.
I don't even know.
And you have to admit that this is the truth.
All right, we'll see what she wrote. I can't wait. Okay, who's locked in?
Locked in.
Oh, Colby just erased what he said? Well, I should have crossed out the right answer.
That'd be hilarious.
What'd you write?
Waiting for Colby to finish up here.
Mark sucks at this game.
All right, let's see. Colby, what did you say? When I drink, nothing happens. That is so rude. What did you write above it? What did you cross out?
I get wasted.
Okay. Chris, what did you say?
Get rage-filled.
That's very accurate. I would have matched Colby because I wrote get really drunk, but he crossed it out and changed his mind.
But mine is the truth.
Chris is also the truth.
Yeah.
But some would say that I'm rage-filled sober also.
Yeah, but it gets more intense when he's drunk.
So, okay.
It comes out of nowhere.
Mark, what did you say? When Katrina drinks,
she doesn't drink.
Oh, Katrina's the complete opposite.
When I drink, I drink.
No joke, I almost wrote that on there, but I knew that Chris wouldn't get it. What's going to happen is me and Katrina are going to get married after this episode. We're going to make a life change because we're the only two people that know each other.
And somebody's going to die.
Yep, Matthew.
That'll be, no, I was going to say Mark.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Don't ask.
Next one. Are we ready for this?
Nope.
Nope.
We're not. We're doing terrible.
Not at all.
Ooh, I'm going to have to think about this one.
This game is dumb.
Can I start answering for you? We've done terrible at every game they've created for us.
Colby did get half of a point.
Maybe.
At least he's got half of one. My least favorite hashtag is blank. My least favorite hashtag is blank.
What's a hashtag?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if this is what you're going to put, but it's true.
I don't know what to write for this. I'm going to be honest. This is going to be tough. I'm trying to match what one of you two wrote for this one.
Can you give me a hint?
No.
Yeah, can I give you a hint?
No, I don't mind that hashtag.
It's overused now. It's done. Dunzos.
I don't know what to say for this one. Let me see here.
Mine's made up.
That doesn't
it's
help.
Not like a legit.
Mine
hashtag.
Is legit.
Nah,
doesn't help.
Mine is a legit one you hate.
You should get that one, Matt.
Oh no. I'm just gonna try. No, I would like that hashtag. I would like that hashtag.
Mine is a legit one you hate. Try and match mine.
God, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna try this one. I'm gonna try that. Because I really do hate anything involving this.
This is kind of what I thought about.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's locked in? Everyone locked in? All right, Colby, what'd you write?
Hashtag, I'm not hot.
Didn't match me.
That's an actual hashtag?
No,
hashtag is whatever you want.
Hashtag in
Royals.
Front of it, so it's a hashtag.
I think me and Chris match. I wrote hashtag baseball.
Oh, that's pretty close.
I think that counts.
What is, no,
that
what'd you write?
Royals, because last year
that
the
counts.
Royals
no,
played.
It doesn't.
It counts.
It's too general.
Exactly. That's fine.
No. If that counts, then douchebag counts for my arrogant.
No, because arrogant is not the same as a douchebag.
Yes, it is.
Royals and baseball count. We have the same train of thought that he hates.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
We match.
Cameron.
Point.
No, because she could have wrote. She could have wrote Tigers, Blue Jays.
Don't know the Tigers.
Reds.
The Royals are the one that went to the World Series.
Braves.
That made him hate baseball because everyone was tweeting about them.
That's true.
The people he followed.
Bandwagon.
I'll allow it.
All right. We now have 1.5 points.
How'd you get a half point?
Because Colby crossed out the right answer.
The judges. The judges rigged. This is rigged.
They do
this
not
is
have
rigged.
A half point.
This is dumb. This is rigged.
Hey, don't hate because we love each other.
Well, what did Mark say?
I love you half more than Colby.
I went totally racist.
What did he write?
Black Lives Matter.
She probably does hate that. What did you
what
write?
Did you write?
YOLO.
YOLO.
Oh.
She does hate YOLO.
That's a hashtag.
I'm over it.
All right, let's keep moving on here.
I was over it after day one.
Let's try to get Katrina some points here with this next one. Are we ready? If I ever got lost in the zoo, I would blank.
What?
If I ever got lost in the zoo, I would blank.
I move for a vote of no confidence in whoever the hell made these
write,
questions.
Man? Excited to see.
Nothing.
Let us know when you're locked in over there, Chris.
I give up.
I'm locked in.
Mark, you locked in?
Sure.
All right. Colby, what did you write?
I wrote badger.
I would badger?
I would badger.
I wrote badger.
And he's holding it upside down. It's great.
Okay. Chris, what did you write?
Enter
was
the
that
cages.
Not right?
I wrote wrestle a bear. Once again, we need a judge's ruling. Okay, no for that one.
That
I'll accept
one was
it.
Pretty.
They're yeah. pretty broad, but I am in a cage wrestling a bear. So
the last one was even more broad. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Badger.
Anyway.
Watch monkeys.
She does that enough when she's not at the
die.
Zoo.
Die!
All you have to do is keep walking in a circle until you find the entrance.
Oh, goodness.
Katrina, this is not voting well for you and Mark. You are this far apart. At least, like, me and Chris are kind of close.
Like, we were, yeah.
Not good.
In the same range
okay.
on a few
Next
of
question.
Them.
Hold on here. When do I end this segment? I end at, okay, 80 minutes. Okay, we got some time. Matthew Riddle is a blank.
What in the hell are you going to rank for this?
I can think of so many things.
Yeah. I don't know what to.
Okay. Pick.
You know
what?
You know what you should write.
I'm going to write this one.
This isn't fair because.
I feel I could name like 20 things you would say.
This,
about
oh, yeah.
It.
This really isn't fair
this
considering
is
I found out this dude was alive 59 minutes ago.
Well, you've seen a lot of what he's about in the last 59 minutes. I write avid cyclist. Anyone, and I will just loll for days. Oh, okay, who's locked in? Everyone locked in?
Yep.
All right. Colby, what did you write?
I wrote rapist.
That is not what I wrote. Chris, what did you write?
Dumbass.
I wrote goblin. I did write mutant at first, and then I figured that that was a little too specific, so then I wrote goblin.
These all
right.
All accurate,
yeah. All of those are wrong.
Technically, all of those would be acceptable, and probably whatever Mark wrote is also acceptable.
I don't know. Katrina said this right before we walked in the door, so I wrote arch enemy.
Arch enemy.
But I have no words, and I drew a line.
Okay, Mark, I'm on your side. That's just a bad answer.
Right?
That's just a bad answer.
I mean, she said it to me like an hour and 15 minutes
ago. And
she
forgot.
I knew I said that.
All right, here we go. Next question.
Dang it.
Next question.
Almost. God, you suck at basketball.
Every night.
You're really white.
Every night. Every night before I go to bed, I blank.
Oh, this one's going to be 100% accurate. Not to what you write.
You should definitely get this one, and if you don't, I will stab you.
Could make it. I could go off the wall or something else, though.
Do we mash Katrina?
You tickle the pickle?
No, I just wanted to see if I mash with Katrina. It turns out we do.
Tickle the pickle?
No, I don't know what that means, if I'm being honest. Corey, would you? Hurry up.
Sex.
How many did you cross out?
Three.
Now, did you yell? Did you just yell sex, or did you write sex down?
I wrote sex.
Okay.
He wrote fuck first.
What else did you cross out?
Pray. Two. All.
What?
Are you on drugs, man? What is up with you?
I give up because this game is hard.
You went from prey to sex?
Yep.
Okay. I wrote...
And when does Seth pray?
Never.
I was trying to be funny.
Okay.
Because
it worked.
Seth.
He's a bad Jew.
Yeah.
I wrote poop. And then, in parentheses, plays with boobs.
Oh, plays with boobs is pretty accurate. I wrote take pills.
Damn.
But you don't.
I was going to write medication.
I take pills. Right,
but pooping is also true.
I don't think I take a poop every night before bed.
Yeah, basically. And then you come in and play with the boobs.
I do play with the boobs. All right, Mark, what did you write? Let's see if you match Katrina here.
Call the fiance.
I have talked to Mark.
I also have call Mark.
Oh, that is a match. Right,
they got one.
Yay. Woo.
Congratulations. That means you'll last for a month.
God, you guys are so bad at putting paper in this basket. Yep. God, it's horrible.
You're also way closer than I am. Just to
next.
This is a question.
Oh, no.
If I were a supervillain, my sidekick would be blank.
My sidekick?
Yes. If I was a supervillain, my sidekick would be blank.
Your boy. Something like that.
If I was a supervillain, my sidekick would be blank.
I know you're not going
to. Mark looks like he's deep in thought over here.
I'm trying to. I'm trying how to not make it racist by calling
Malia
something.
Don't do that.
Katrina, I really find it terrifying that Mark thinks that you're just a terrible racist when you're not on the air.
No. I'm trying to not be racist by calling. By giving Malia a supervillain name.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Has she said this supervillain name in public? I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. No. He will once he sees it.
Okay, so he should know what it is then.
But
no,
because
I don't remember anything.
Okay. We're waiting for you to lock in your answer.
I'm going
to
go ahead and lock in my answer.
All right. Colby, what did you write? My sidekick would be Satan.
That works, yeah.
No.
It's pretty good. It's pretty close to mine. Pretty close to mine. All right.
I wrote Colby.
Hey, look. We rematched. It's Colby. We matched.
I hate you guys.
I'm right, too.
You did say you were Satan.
I like how neither of us tried to give Colby a nickname. We just wrote Colby.
That's me.
You would be my sidekick if we were super
close. Yeah, right?
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
I no longer like this game. I don't know how to answer that.
Satan. Better than Colby, and that's pretty impressive.
All right.
God, it's hot.
Another point for us. All right, Mark, what did you write?
Absolutely nothing.
Mark didn't even try. How does that make you feel?
No, that's probably better than him trying.
Okay, Katrina, what did you write?
I came up with a name and not a person.
Okay, what is it?
Half Pint.
Now he left. He's chortling.
He obviously
it's because
it.
It's an inside joke.
Okay, well, I mean, you should know those.
But we never discussed her as a supervillain.
Okay.
I haven't met her.
She's literally like 4'10". It's great. If she's going after my buddy who's 6'3".
We're not talking about Malia, then, are we?
Nope.
Okay. No.
Next question.
All right, the next question is, if left to my own devices, I would blank. If left to my own devices, I would blank.
Someone in this room is bound to write, kill myself.
I feel like this is that's what I should have wrote, die.
I was don't thinking write, about that, yourself. But I have something that actually happens when he's left to his own devices.
Tickles his pickle.
Left to my own devices, I blank. All right, tell me when you lock in your answers.
Two.
Nah. No.
Locked in.
All right, Colby, you locked in over there? It's true. Yep. It's exactly what would happen.
I hope you get this, babe.
I don't think I'm
going to. I don't think you will. Hey, why are we getting married?
You got one, though, and that's what matters.
Are we
all right, Colby, what did you write?
I wrote, get a disease.
What left to my own devices, I would get a disease. Why am I some type of a horrible creature in your mind?
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Well, he's Satan, so.
Yeah.
That's messed up, bro.
I don't know what to tell
okay,
you.
Okay, Chris, what did you write?
Masturbate furiously.
I wrote eat.
Oh,
I would
that's
eat.
A good one. But you also masturbate every time I leave the house.
I crossed out jerk it.
That's probably true. You crossed out jerk it?
Yeah.
Well, then you would have matched with Chris.
Yeah.
But not with me, I eat.
Oh.
Nope.
I eat.
Please,
okay.
Please tell me.
I put die.
I said I should, meaning I did not use it. I have watched TV/Netflix.
I was going to say watch Netflix.
Yeah, we would have matched on that one.
Yeah, I would have guessed Netflix.
Or I might have wrote torture Lucy, if I'm being honest. That's probably what I would have wrote.
True.
All right, next up.
Why would you torture one of the best dogs on earth?
Do better, babe.
Don't throw paper at me.
When I'm
abusive.
Alone, when I'm alone, I often think about blank.
Oh.
When I'm alone, I often think about blank.
I can't write any of the things that I want
Colby's
to say.
Colby's locked in. Chris
locked
is locked in. I must be easy to read.
Yes!
Cameron likes my answer.
I was right.
Katrina locked in, and she is correct.
Yes!
Katrina got my answer. All right, Colby, what did you say for what I think about when I'm on my own? Asians.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Really?
Close.
That's specific to what I wrote. Chris, what did you write?
Naked Asians.
I just went straight to tits. I wrote boobs.
I wrote boobs.
Oh, wow.
Naked Asians is what he thinks about.
I'm going to be honest. I said I was going to write Asians. We're like, that's going to be too specific. And Mark will rage at me. So I wrote boobs.
Asians.
Why would I get mad about Asians?
Because I want to see Asians' boobs.
Okay.
So that's what
they don't have boobs.
No, because we wouldn't have an exact match because I thought they would write boobs and I would have wrote Asians.
And we wrote Asians.
And I wrote boobs. Count?
Me and Colby matched again,
though.
Count
if you had written it and scratched it out.
They're ball busters. Judges are ball busters. Okay, let's see if you guys matched. Spoiler alert.
Her wedding.
That's in Mark.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's kind of close.
No, she tells me every time I ask her what she was thinking about, she never says me.
No.
Well, the wedding involves you, so.
Judge?
Boobs involved.
Yo, come on. You give him baseball and royals?
Asians.
God, this judge sucks. We need a new judge.
Marriage and money.
I had naked in mind, so I think boobs and naked are pretty close.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's about as close as baseball and royals.
I'm going to skip a few here just for the sake of time.
Okay.
We'll make our way back up if we have time. Don't worry. I'll get to them all. If left alone with my ex, I would blank. If left alone with my ex, I would blank. Colby's not going to match me. I already know it. If left alone with my ex, I would blank.
I think I might actually have this one.
There we go.
I don't think I'm going to match you on this one either.
Which one are we talking about?
Katrina.
Yeah. I hope yours says whip the boob out.
Like sound effects.
Okay.
Well, I must have run really bad.
Everyone
room.
Locked in? All right, Colby, what did you write?
I wrote killer.
Okay. It's not what I wrote.
Also wrote killer.
There seems to be a theme going on here.
My friend said what I couldn't.
You.
I wrote find the altar. Chris would understand and no one else will. That's what I would do.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Kill her. He would kill her.
Can we... Just as a side score, Please keep together the amount of times they match what they think
now.
Of me.
It's
okay.
Three.
Just do three tallies, just so we know later on.
It's okay, this way I've been the whole time, like, too short, too far. No.
Mark, what did you lock in?
Kill him.
I have stab, hit, or hurt him.
I think that counts.
That counts.
I think that's the same. Yeah. Well, no, you know what? It's not exactly the same.
Which X
it's
are
just
you talking
close
about?
Because stabbing doesn't necessarily mean killing, just like Royals doesn't necessarily mean baseball. No.
Oh,
let's do it.
He's the other way around. Mark, let it
it's
go.
Baseball does
it.
Not automatically
he's
mean
spinning
Royals.
His wheels like Matthew in first gear. That's what's happening right now.
Why would you do that? Okay, next question.
All right.
So wait, we got that point,
we
right?
Go faster.
Yeah, you got the point.
All right. Which
we really
X were you talking about?
We've got 15 minutes.
John.
Okay, good. That's the one I was talking about too.
All right. Oh, you weren't talking about Ski?
Who the fuck is Ski?
Cameron. Come on, do that one.
I read three ahead, and I gotta skip.
Oh, no.
I live in a giant blank.
Play the button real quick.
I live in a giant blank.
Yes, I win.
Oh, I have no clue.
I live in a giant blank. Oh, I never would
have
got what Katrina wrote.
I have no clue what to write.
You should. I say this around the house.
I think I got it right, then. I'm pretty sure.
You might get this.
I have no clue. I feel like
I've heard it a lot.
I feel like you might have. Hope it says vagina.
It's pretty close to the vagina. I wrote shithole.
Oh, I wrote shithole.
Was it shithole?
I wrote bucket. I live in a giant bucket.
So Colby needs to propose to Chris.
I think what's happening is me and Colby are writing the truth.
Yeah, like.
What's with me? When have I ever said I live in a giant shithole?
I'm done.
I have heard you say that.
When you're trying to find something, you're like,
I live in a giant shithole.
I've heard it.
I've never said that in my life.
I've heard it.
Me and Colby are over here writing the truth, and Seth's just fucking it up.
Yep.
I swear to God, I've never recall ever be saying that in my life.
We've matched four times. Oh,
well,
I live in a giant shithole.
The game don't lie. I live in a giant bucket. All right, Mark, what did you say?
Shithole.
I have hellhole. And
Those aren't the same. I mean, there could be shit in hell, but there also could be excrement in hell, or it could be cow dung in hell.
Cameron allows it.
Yes. The judge is starting. The judge is okay now.
Are they winning now? Katrina and Mark are now in the lead.
I think me and Colby are winning.
No, you guys don't count.
God, if this was a game to see.
Yeah, by default, Colby and Chris are winning.
Together.
By default.
Jesus. Okay. My favorite way to relax is blank. My favorite way to relax is blank. Colby's shaking his head over there. Let's see what he writes.
Tickle the pickle. Right, tickle the pickle.
Locked in?
Yeah.
Chris, you locked in?
Yep.
Okay, Colby, you wrote listening to music.
Playing with boobs.
Chris wrote playing with boobs. I wrote naked Asians. I was trying to go back and match because that's how I relax.
Long time.
I'm sorry, man.
I was at least closer than listening to music.
Listening to music is probably more accurate. I just thought you guys would go back to boobs.
I did go back to boobs. You went to Asians. I tried to go with boobs.
We're just not on the same page.
Nope.
We're Katrina and Mark 10 minutes ago. Okay, Mark, what did you write?
Watching Netflix.
Sleep, play with Lucy.
Katrina once again wrote two answers. Not fair.
Katrina once
but
again
neither
is
of them matched.
Lying.
Huh?
Okay, moving on past Katrina.
Story of my
That's
life.
Silent pause right there.
What's this?
Awkward.
I want
Blake
kids.
Oh, kids. Okay, we'll get to that one.
Just do it now. It's easy.
I want blank kids.
Are we including the one he already has in our answer? Like,
whatever you want.
You write whatever you want. You gotta match me. I want blank kids.
We're totally going to get this wrong.
I know what he wrote.
I want blank kids. Everyone
Colby
locked
wants
in?
None.
Everyone locked in? All right, Colby, what did you write? 52. I want 52 kids. Chris wrote 3. I wrote black.
What are you doing?
He's not trying to match us at all.
But they have a funny one. Someone black kids.
He hates black women, though, so that's not true.
I do love McVeigh.
Then why are all my emojis black? Huh? You tell me that.
Okay, Mark.
Mark, what did you write over there?
3.
3.
Oh, yay, they
matched again. Black kids.
I do like these babies.
Sometimes it's my show. I have to make myself laugh. That's what I do. My least favorite punishment is blank. My least favorite punishment.
Like, if you're punishing someone or if you're being punished?
I think if I'm being punished. Is that the intended? Okay. Hey, so me being punished, my least favorite punishment is blank. Once again.
This pen sucks.
Gross, Katrina. I don't want to know that. Oh, I'm envisioning that. I can't get it out of my head. Ugh. Ugh. Okay, is everyone locked in?
Yep.
All right. Colby, wait, what did you say? My least favorite... Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Now I'm confused.
Colby wrote ball smack. My least favorite punishment is a ball smack. Chris said cleaning. Sorry to you both. I wrote doing OTI.
Katrina, sorry.
What the hell's going on?
Matthew, what the heck, man? Strap that board down. Okay. Mark, what did you write?
Spanking.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Katrina wrote... Katrina can't speak. Katrina, I think, is legitimately embarrassed.
Right above, right above spanking, it says dad.
Your dad is spanking you? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, that is very...
Chris, or Katrina wrote down getting tickled.
It's not a punishment.
It is with you.
Sometimes.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's freaking hot.
Oh, goodness.
Can we open the door and get some air?
That's up to the engineers.
Why are you killing me?
I could never live without blank. I could never live without blank. Could never live without blank.
Sorry.
I know.
Chris is like staring at me.
Can I try to answer this one for Mark? Because I know
you,
the answer.
The entire point is to try to match each other. It's fine if you rig it so you write what you think he's going to write.
No, but I want to write what he would answer to that. Like,
no,
he couldn't live.
I don't
to
think
try to
you
guess
get
who.
It, though. I think you're digging too deep.
And I was going to go with guns for you.
Yeah, you're digging too deep. I could live without guns if I still had this.
I bet he wrote legs.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, is everyone locked in?
Yeah.
All right, Colby, you wrote, I could never live without Asians. Chris, you wrote, naked Asians. It's a double match.
Yeah.
I wrote naked Asians.
Yeah.
We are finally on the same page with the Asians.
From now on, every answer will be naked Asians.
Naked Asians.
All right, Mark, what did you write? Did
Me
you
and Colby are now up to
sex.
5, though.
Katrina, Mark wrote sex because he hasn't had any since the beginning of the year, and he desperately wants some, and that's a clue. So you wrote...
Each other.
Gross. That is the difference between men and women, though. I would like to point that out. I can't live without pussy.
I thought he was going to say that, though. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, why? Is he a big softy?
Yeah.
Oh. Not during summer run. My high school was called blank. My high school was called blank.
Is he going to write seriously or?
I didn't go to high school anywhere near here.
My high school was called blank.
My high school.
I didn't go to high school anywhere near here. That's what I'm saying.
What town did I live in?
Okay, wait. Are we going serious? Are we going...
Like, I know the literal name of his high school, but I don't think that's what he wrote.
I don't think that's what he wrote either. Now he's writing something else, so now I don't
know. I'm writing what Katrina's writing down. I'm not trying to match her.
Okay. Well, then I fail.
Really?
Close. Well, I thought that was accurate. It's not Hillbilly High?
No.
Oh, I thought it was. Dad, don't spank me. Mark wrote it, man.
I know.
Your fiance over there. Are we locked in? Is everyone locked in?
Yes.
All right, Colby, you wrote Asians. I was joking about the Asian thing.
Okay, just wondering.
Chris wrote a cult. I wrote shithole.
I thought about writing hell. I thought about writing hell.
Mark, what'd you put?
I put tiny.
Onega. She wrote Onega High School.
So did I. I put Onega Buffaloes.
I mean, my mascot was Buffaloes. I'm surprised you know that.
It's up to the judges. Cameron is allowing it because he's a piece of shit.
He got the city right.
All right, we've got 5 minutes left. 4 minutes left, and I believe we have two questions.
Do them both at the same time.
These are both double blanks.
Oh, never mind. Do them one at a time.
When we blank, I'm always reminded of blank.
Oh, great.
When we blank, I'm always reminded of blank. When we blank, I'm always reminded of blank. Let's see. Who's locked in? Chris locked in. Colby's locked in. Mark, you locked in yet?
No.
Did you write Agents twice?
I don't know what you're reminded of.
Think of Monday night.
Gross. Is that when your dad spanked you?
Not quite.
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to start over here while he's thinking because we're running short on time.
That's how I do it. Go.
Colby, you said...
No.
You're not going to like this.
When I fuck, I think of the
Naked
joy
Asians.
Of a man. We got it half right.
Close.
Chris?
Good.
When we have sex, I think of Naked Asians. Hell yeah.
I think that's the winner.
That's it right
total.
There. Okay, that's 2 points for the record.
Oh,
yeah.
Please
wait,
sex and naked
if we match on one.
Just she gets the point.
Even though me and him match one of the blanks? That's some bullshit, man.
It's only 1 point.
Your rules are full of shit.
Mark, what'd you put?
Have sex, good feelings. I don't know.
I got Katrina half wrote, a point. How big you are?
Oh, gross! Oh, you should have wrote the R. You should have wrote the R.
Oh, yeah.
All right, one last question. Here we go. This is the big one. Every time blank does blank, I laugh. Every time blank does blank,
does it
I laugh. Every time blank does blank, I laugh.
These are some really dumb questions. Can we lynch the writer?
No. Every time blank does blank,
says no.
I laugh. This one's hard for me. I'm trying to think of what I'll write here.
This is really weird.
Mine is accurate.
Every time blank does blank, I laugh. I don't know why we're staring at each other.
Some sort of mental connection, but it's not
gonna
happen.
That's not been working for you all night.
Whenever, every time blank does blank, I laugh.
This game's stupid.
What's the score?
What's the score? Can we get a quick score update? Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Sorry, you're right about that. All right, who's locked in?
Done.
Chris locked in? Mark?
Yeah.
Colby?
Yeah.
All right, Colby says, every time Matthew does his facial hair, I laugh. Chris?
I wrote, anytime Matthew does his impression of riding a bike or anything.
I wrote, anytime Matthew does anything,
I would say
I laugh.
Is that double the points? Is Mike count with Colby?
No.
God, you're such a hard ass, man. We get like six, like, yeah, dotted
points.
Anything
involves does his facial hair.
Agreed.
So your judging can go jump off a cliff.
Your judging's a crock of shit, man. Yep. All right, Mark, what did you write?
Seth does a show.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
I don't know.
That's nice.
What did Katrina write?
She doesn't laugh at me. Anything I say.
Lucy farts.
Every time Lucy farts,
you get pissed.
First of all, the question is, every time Lucy does fart, I laugh.
Yep. That's why I had to change mine to does his impression of riding a bike instead of every time Matthew rides his bike.
All right. Okay. Let's switch the music here. Let's go back to this one. Matthew, please read the final score.
Oh,
can
so
you steal Colby's microphone there so we can hear the final score? Let's do this. Matthew, what is the final score? Please start with the loser and then say the winner.
All right.
Colby and Seth.
Colby has 2 points.
Okay.
I'm so surprised by that.
Chris has 4 points.
All right.
Chris and Colby together have 5. And Mark, the winner, has 5.
Oh, there you go. You won.
We got
fucking robbed at the end. I'd just like to point that out.
No, you didn't.
Also,
and the listeners will back me up.
We got 2 points for a couple of them that I don't think
so
he counted as 2 points.
We got 2 points
for one of them. Cameron said there were 1 point.
Cameron, that's not fair. There were 2 blanks.
Yeah, that's
hey,
some shit, dude.
The judge makes the rules. Don't argue with the judge.
I like how you're agreeing with the judge now.
Okay.
Yeah, you get extra points for extra
the
hard.
Yeah, the judge
that's
sucked.
How every
the judge
game
sucked
work.
In the beginning.
Let it go.
All right.
Let it go.
Me and Colby tied for winners.
I would just like to point out that the questions, although well written.
Hurry up, drop to a knee. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
I think that's you, man. You won alone.
I already dropped to a knee.
Shit.
I'm done and over with.
You got to do it again.
You know what? You know what happened?
No. It was hard.
First of all, these two are falling in love. Let's just let them do their thing. No, keep talking. Let's just, you guys just make out. Go ahead.
Show meeting.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up?
I hate them.
Show meeting over. You know what really sucks about this?
What?
You and Mark are getting married.
Yep.
Chris and Colby are getting married.
Yep.
I'm getting jack shit.
5?
And that changes how?
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything. It's my day. It's not going well.
High 5?
Oh, good Lord. Okay, Matthew, are you ready to take a break?
Yes,
good
please.
Lord, this has been...
the longest game ever.
Cameron, if we don't fucking beat political academics after this episode, we're not doing an episode 21. I just want you to know that.
That's not my fault.
I'm fucking bringing out all the stops to beat those recessive genes. Jesus Christ. All right, let's go to break.
Hasn't loaded yet.
No, I like waiting on lunch. Matt, do you do? Did he twitch? Did he do it?
No, not a chance.
And welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
on the Internet!
Did I make it?
Good job, Colby.
I tried.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, man.
No
I liked
problem.
It.
Anytime.
So, welcome back to the show. Howdy hey, everybody. Numbers.
Howdy hey, when did you turn into Cameron?
That's what Cameron says.
I know, but you don't say that. He says that.
Giving
that's
him an homage.
That's his thing.
Sorry.
Take his
numbers.
Thing.
Sorry.
Science.
Sorry.
Words.
So, hey, howdy, everybody. Seth here, a host of OTI. How y'all doing? So it's not the same anymore. Katrina
what?
Is not on this planet.
Nope.
What you doing?
Never
texting.
Was.
Texting who?
Monica.
We just had a 10-minute break.
Matthew is like creepily taking photos of people or something. That's literally, he was looking at Colby like this.
He had to get
like,
me.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Matthew, can so we Colby. See your I'm taking photos face?
Shit.
Same face as before. Hey, quit throwing paper. We're a professional
trying
place.
To hit Matthew. I can't do it.
Can't do it. It's really bad, Katrina.
It.
That's just embarrassing.
I suck in life.
That's
we know that nothing's new about this.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. Okay. Well, anyway, welcome back to the show. All right. We've got a lot to accomplish in 7 and 6 minutes. And I was about to say not a lot of time to do it, but I just said 6 minutes.
Yep.
So
that's obviously not
it.
A lot of time
okay.
to do it.
2 things that we got to discuss that you have to discuss with me as a couple.
As a, ooh, you know we're not good at this.
Whoa.
Here we go.
You know what one of them is.
One. Camping this weekend.
Not going to happen.
Why not?
No.
He didn't want to.
Why not?
Because I don't like sleeping on the ground.
That's what they make beds for, like
we
air mattresses.
We have an air mattress. We don't have one.
Okay, time out.
You can have ours.
Here we go.
We've got 2.
Time out.
Okay.
You tell him what you told me.
Yep. I'm going to.
Tell him.
My friend lost
his
legs.
We got 5 minutes left, dude.
Spend a whole fuckload of time out in the middle of nowhere on Fort Riley. In the middle of October.
It's 2 hours away.
It's not even a Fort Riley.
In the middle of October. I'm just saying, this is the prelude.
This is prelude to his reasoning. He's stupid.
And sleep in a tent with 20 other dudes while it's freezing cold outside and sleeting on your tent. And it falls down in the middle of the night.
Wait, is he talking about this weekend or is this like a traumatic experience?
This is a traumatic experience. He doesn't want to go camping now.
I don't like camping. Because I spent 4 years in the Army and it's not fun anymore. And I don't feel like
driving.
Played
the Army card on
me. I know, right?
I did.
That's such shit.
No, he did this to me.
He played the Army card?
Yeah.
And
how many guns do you own, Mark?
A lot.
How many did you shoot in the Army? Are you tired of shooting guns?
Fuck no.
You piece of shit. Lying sack of crap.
And it's 2 hours away. Who wants to drive 2 hours to go sleep on the ground?
I will drive. I have a big car.
But I'm still in the car for 2 fucking hours.
I'll give you pills. You won't. You'll be somewhere else. You'll be on planet space.
Colby bought a ton of sleep aids.
We will literally give you 100 sleep aids, and you will see my car melt in front of your face, and gravity will get heavier, which is apparently what happens when you take 10 or like 20 sleep aids.
That's what they say.
And you're still alive?
Well, Colby Googled how much does it take to kill you, and he learned
and
that
he took one less than that.
It's a lot of them because apparently you can take a lot and get really high.
Yep.
Also,
great.
So you're not going camping, huh?
No. I'm moving here in June. We have plenty of time to go camping.
It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like you like it.
I don't, but I will because I like her.
Oh, I see. So really, I should be blaming you for not making him go this time.
Partially, yes.
No, 100% yes.
Partially,
because he has PTSD of tents, and you're not helping him get past it.
Yep.
Okay. All right,
To be fair, he also played the whole, I don't want to do it. Like, I just want to spend alone time with you. Like, we'll be alone in the tent.
Believe me, we won't bother you. We don't want to see
you. But we won't get alone time because he's there.
Well, I'm just going to follow you around.
I know, it's what I told him. I was like, we can go on adventures on our own throughout the day and just hang out at night.
And then see Seth over the next hill with binoculars and be like,
I've got my own woman with her own vagina and a ripe young man with an anus.
That's what I'm there for.
With an anus.
ripe.
But to be completely ripe. Honest.
Where's the KY?
The other half of this is I was asked to babysit my favorite little kid.
Oh.
Which he also does not want to do. And
I didn't realize you had to babysit Mark.
No, another child. Another small child.
All right. Well, I would just like to point out that this was your idea.
Okay.
I would like to point out it was probably not going to happen.
He did say
time out. Time out.
Say that.
We will go camping sometime this summer.
Make him write that down and sign it.
In June.
If he does not.
Or July.
Okay.
June.
We
June.
Will go camping.
Okay. June.
Okay.
Okay. We're good. Can I pick the place?
Yes.
Fantastic. As long as it's no more than 2 hours away.
All right. Okay. All right.
That means Lars is on there.
So,
okay.
Next topic.
Okay.
Yes.
Do a retreat.
Yes.
Are you going?
No. I have no money.
When and where?
Colorado.
Remember we talked about this on the show. I showed you pictures.
I told you we can't because our Michigan reception is over Labor Day. And isn't that when
we're going? No, we're going the week before.
I don't have a reason for that.
Well,
we're saving money so that we can go to Michigan the week later.
Okay, so you're not going to that either.
Do you want to hold on? Hold on. Do you want to pay?
He can't pay for us.
Not
do you
want
to pay for us?
No.
Because we'll go if you want to pay for us.
He can't pay for us.
I can. It'd be kind of fun to pay and make you go someplace with me.
Like a whore?
Yeah. No.
Except.
It's
you're
fine.
Gonna pay for her to go somewhere and me to go somewhere, and you're not gonna, the whole whore thing. It's just not gonna work
Templeton.
Out.
For some reason, he thinks that wherever we go, me and you are gonna separate and fuck each other
like rabbits.
No,
and,
I'm just
and
saying.
Chris and him are just gonna be staring around, like they're fucking each other, aren't they? That's what's happening right now. And
no, because if that happened, you would come back without a dick.
He's gonna kill you.
Yeah, but how would That's I come back went. Without one?
He's like just gonna chop your dick off.
You're gonna come home from Colorado.
Oh, he means back from Colorado. I thought he meant like back from fucking you without a dick. Like you were gonna rip it off.
I had to explain that
in advance.
It sounded like that. That's not what he meant.
No, you don't. No, I'm right.
Okay, we gotta go real quick here.
Nope.
Segwaying from you two. Give the mic to Matthew.
There you go, buddy.
Matthew, do a retreat. Are you going?
I don't know yet.
Well, we need your money May 3rd.
Yeah, you're supposed to have your. Spelt Money was supposed to be in last Thursday.
No, because we moved it a month to accommodate you.
That's not true. Because I told you September, August was a bad time. July worked with me. August did not. Hello.
May 3rd.
Okay.
But I need you to verbally confirm yes or no you're going.
How much does it cost?
Before May 3rd.
Because, how much does it cost?
Yeah, because I need to pick out a place in order to tell you how much money, because so many people have dropped out. It's now just me, Colby, Cameron, and Nick that are actually going. Wow. So if we're only getting a two-bedroom place, it's going to be like
$3. If it's just them four, I'm not going. They're not going to do anything fun.
Yeah, she said, are you guys going to go shopping?
So if we go, we'll go.
No. Wait. We're going to do so many drugs.
There. I'll bring Shay.
Well, yeah, okay. If you come, that's why we're trying to figure this out.
So, yeah, I'll know by then.
By May 3rd?
Yes.
I mean, I need to know before May 3rd so I can tell you how much to pay.
I should know by next week.
Okay.
Hey, Seth.
Yes.
Can you calculate how much it's going to cost if Mark and I go?
If it's... Okay. There's a very slim chance they're actually going to end up going.
Calculate how much it's going to cost.
Me, Colby, Cameron, Nick, Chris, you, Mark. Mm-hmm. That's six people.
Two bedrooms.
Let's say three bedrooms and a couple pull-out couches. It'll probably be, I would say conservatively, maybe $100-$125 bucks.
Per person.
So $250.
Total.
Plus whatever you want to spend on souvenirs and drugs while we're there.
Right. There's no drugs.
There will be drugs.
So many drugs.
So many. It's Colorado. It's legal. And there will be an orgy.
Fuck. No, there won't. We're not going anymore.
We're going to go.
Okay. All right. So what we just did is accomplish absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Just like to point that out, but we got to take a break because we got to come back and end the show.
Woo!
So,
That's
yeah.
how life works.
So thanks, Matt, and thanks, Mark and Katrina. So we don't know anything. You absolutely didn't help, except we know you weren't going camping, which we kind of knew anyway, and also we were never going to go because the weather's going to be horrible. I just wanted to convince you guys to go.
Colby
and
has no tent.
I thought about it earlier we were going to go camping.
Colby doesn't even own a tent.
I don't.
So
I'm a homeless man with.
I just wanted to verbally berate you.
That's what refrigerator boxes are for.
But that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, Matt wasn't going to happen either because you're not allowed in our tent.
Matthew could teach you how to just string up.
Why are you being so mean?
Don't want to be in that tent.
I said that you could come in our tent, but Seth didn't like that idea.
Show me.
What? There's a 100% chance that Mark and Kofi would have their own tent after what I've heard on this show.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
We got to go to break. All right, but we'll be right back.
Hodor.
Apparently, Mark is a Game of Thrones fan, but I don't know if anyone can really be a Game of Thrones fan if they haven't actually watched the entire series. Just saying.
I have watched the entire series up to this point.
He's the one that
hasn't watched the entire series.
Cameron, what
up
a fail.
To this point.
Oh, Katrina, I just remembered how hard it is to get him to be quiet when I'm trying to end the show.
What?
Yeah, it was very difficult last time.
Say what?
Okay, anyway.
Don't be difficult.
Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the Internet!
We didn't hear you at all.
Oh, God, what happened?
Mic way fast.
On the Internet.
Thank you. All right, well, that's our show for this week. That was a good one. If we don't be political academics after that, I'm going to hang myself.
Let's just all kill Matthew instead.
Yes.
That's fine with me. That's fine with me. So be sure, everybody, to tune in next week, Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time. We'll be here again to do this freaking show. Yay! And so be sure to tune in. And if you can't watch live, for which there is no excuse, try to think of one. See? No one can do it.
Nope.
No excuse. You can watch us or listen to us on demand anytime at Duo.com. Next week, the big announcement here, we will have a phone system. Which means that I can start calling people and harassing them. Colby, look at you, bro.
Crap.
You're going to be called.
I'm going to block your number.
Every Wednesday night, we're going to call you. Like you have anything better to do with your life.
I'm so screwed. Yes, call Colby.
We can call Mark, too.
Call Colby.
If he hadn't said anything, I wouldn't have even thought about him. And all of a sudden, he was like, oh, crap.
Nope, wait, no.
We did.
I'm in school. I have class.
No,
that's
you don't.
That's not true. I know when you get out.
We did try to bring
him
out
up. Right after. Oh, damn it.
We did try to bring him up like 11 times in a row, and we never got to him. So we probably will forget.
Probably.
So we'll have to write it down. Well, producers will have to remind us that. That's okay. But anyway, so wrapping up.
Cameron won't remember.
Everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And yeah, happy Wednesday or Thursday whenever you listen to this. And just a couple announcements before we go. Number one is someone left their lights on in the parking lot. That's a big deal. And number two, make sure when you ride your bikes out of the studio, you start in first gear.
So you don't stall.
We don't want you to stall on your bike and spin your gears and have something happen to your teeth. Whatever Matthew said, just remember to be careful out there and wear a helmet and always start in first gear.
And wear black
anyway,
at night.
Yeah, and black at night with no reflectors. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hoped you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time on the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.